We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, in a standard 8-volume set, Hilchos Berachos Choreiya, uBerachos Propheus, Halacha Dalet. We're in the middle of paragraph Aleph, coming towards the end of paragraph Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal just said, V'alkein b'yom ha-Kippurim, mamshichim k'dushas ha-Yisroel m'deis kodesh kodashim. And this is why on Yom Kippur, we draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael upon ourselves from inside the Holy of Holies. Because the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael is peace. And all the different fasts which we fast in order to achieve a nullification of all machlokes, b'chol ha'bechinos, all aspects of machlokes, shezehu klolius hakedusha, which is the essence and the totality of holiness. The totality of holiness is achieving shalom b'shlemus, achieving peace, you know, the tachlis ha-shlemus. Kol ha-taneisim tzrichim lekabel k'dushasim mehatainis ha-kodesh v'ha-neira sholtzim yom ha-kippurim. All of the different fasts of the year have to draw their power and their holiness and their significance from the ultimate fast of the year, which is Yom Kippur. Shemisham kol k'dushas Eretz Yisrael, which is where the whole Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael comes from that Holy of Holies, and from the holiest first of the year. U'misham nimshach kiddushas kol ha-taneisim, she'yi alei korach ha-idei ha-taneisim lachnia kol ha-ratzonos la-shem izbarach, kedei luskois l'sholem b'chol ha-bchinos kanal. And that's where all the firsts draw their holiness, to have the ability to help us subdue our ratzon completely to Hashem, in order to be zochah to all aspects of sholem. Nimsa. So therefore, it's through the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, through the Kodesh HaKodoshim, which the Kohen Gadol went into on Yom Kippur, that's what fuels Yom Kippur. That's what gives Yom Kippur its main nuclear power. And that's what helps Yom Kippur distribute nuclear power to all the other fasts of the year. Ki nachmas shekol kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach mitaynes hakodesh shel Yom Kippur, because of the fact that we've shown earlier that the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, the entire holiness of Eretz Yisrael, draws from the Holy of Holies, which was turned on one day a year. One day a year, the Kohen Gadol went in there and turned on the lights, you know, made it happen. It's that day, the fast day of Yom Kippur, that all Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael receives from. Nimtza she Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael hu bechinas tainus Yom Kippur. So Rav Nosson Zal says, we're going to summarize all of this. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes basically from the first thing on Yom Kippur. Al kein, al yedei Eretz Yisrael zoichin latainus b'kedusha. Therefore, it's through Eretz Yisrael that we are zoche to fast with holiness, that the fast should have its true effectiveness in everything. Ki kol hataneisim tzrichim lekabel miyom ha-kippurim, shehu b'chinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because all fasts of the year draw from Yom Kippur, which is the ultimate fast of the year. And part of what makes Yom Kippur so holy and so special is its kesher to Eretz Yisrael. That Yom Kippur was the one day a year that the highest level of holiness of Eretz Yisrael was utilized, you know, in an obvious way, by the Kohen Gadol entering into that Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. Paragraph Beis, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas berachos choreiya." Our discussion till now is tied into the bracha that a Jew makes when they see a close friend whom they haven't seen for 30 days or for an entire year. Or if a person sees a fruit, a special fruit that they haven't had in an entire season. Bechinas shechiyono v'kimono v'yomo l'zman hazeh shemavorchem mizman l'zman daika. This bracha which is made from time to time, from season to season. Kegoin horeyes chaver olach hazman shulach ha-shloshim yom shu shir chodesh. For instance, a person sees a close friend whom they haven't seen for a substantial period of time, meaning a minimum of 30 days, which is a month. V'chein al pri ha-mischadesh mizman l'zman mishono l'shonam rochen shechiyono. So too regarding those fruits that are seasonal, where, you know, they come out new every single year. Mavorchem shechiyono. There again, a person makes the bracha shechiyono when they're reading it for the first time in that season. V'chein b'chol yom toiv mavorchem shechiyono Shenikra Berachas Hazman, and so too on each one of the holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, where we make the bracha Shehecheyanu, whereby this bracha is called the bracha of Zman, the bracha that's based on time.
Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas bircha soriyah. Based on what we spoke about previously, we're going to understand the special bracha that a person makes, b'chinas shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu lazman hazeh, shemavorchim mizman lazman daika. Bracha of shechiyonu, which is made from time to time, in other words, seasonally, or when a person hasn't seen something for a substantial period of time. Kigoin, for instance, for example, if a person sees a close friend after a substantial period of time of not having seen them, for instance, 30 days have gone by, which is a month. And so too those fruits that are seasonal, that every year they come out new, you know, in their season. There also, if a person hasn't had it for an entire season, he makes the shechiyonu. V'chein b'chol yomtev, mevorchim shechiyonu. And so too, on each one of the yomim tovim, we make the bracha shechiyonu, shenikra birkas zman. And the bracha of shechiyonu is called the bracha of zman. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Because the main reason why Hashem created everything is for His kavod, for Hashem's kavod, shehu ritzonai, which means for His ratzon, for the ratzon of Hashem, dehainu lasos ritzonai yisbarach, so that the ratzon of Hashem should be fulfilled by all of the different creations that Hashem created. Ki hakavod hu haratzon. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that these two items are the same. Kavod, respect for someone, means fulfilling that person's ratzon, doing what that person wants. Kemoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Ratzonoi Shel Adam Zehu Kvodoi. That the way, for instance, the way that a child is Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim is by knowing what the ratzon of the parents is. The parents want him to learn well in Cheder, the parents want him to eat or to stop eating or to fix whatever it is. By fulfilling the ratzon of the parents, that's how he's showing Kvod to them. And this is the main avoda of a Jew throughout their entire life. Sheyivatel ritzonoi mepnei ritzonoi yisborach. Sheyivatel kol horitzonoi sheyesh loy lushum dover taiva oy nido. Sheyivatel hakol mepnei ritzonoi v'yikasher kol horitzonoi lashem yisborach. That a person should get rid of, eliminate, or any personal ratzon, and rather get to a level where he or she knows what the ratzon of Hashem is, and all they're trying to do is comply with the ratzon of Hashem, to do what Hashem's ratzon is. Meaning, for instance, Rav Nosson Zal says, if a person has a certain taiva, they like food, or they like a certain type of food a lot, and they're capable of eating more than Hashem would want them to eat, so the person nullifies their own ratzon completely and puts it under the ratzon of Hashem. If Hashem wants that I shall eat a minimal amount of this, it's cake, it's sweets, it's the certain things that could be harmful if I have more than a minimal amount, so I'm prepared to put my ratzon aside, my taiva aside, and go by the ratzon of Hashem. Hashem's ratzon is that I should eat 3-4 ounces of this and then stop, put it away. Yikasher kol haratzon is Hashem yisborach. And for the person to bind and attach their own ratzon, their own desire, to the desire of Hashem, meaning shechavim b'chol davar lasos kirtzoni yisborach. The intent with everything that the person does should be to do the ratzon of Hashem. For instance, let's say comes Shabbos, and a person gets to put on clothes that they really enjoyed wearing. And a person's sitting down to a meal and the wife puts in front of them a dish, something that they really like. I really enjoy it. In order to fulfill what Rav Nosson Zal is saying here, the person would stop and think. I could be thinking two things when I'm eating this. I'm eating it because I like it, because I want it. Or I could think that I'm eating it because today is Shabbos. Today is Hashem's special day. And to honor Hashem, to give respect to Hashem and His Shabbos, That's why I'm going to eat this now. That's what my kavanah is going to be in eating this. I'm eating this to show respect for Hashem. And a proof is that I could eat this on Wednesday. I could go and buy this for myself on Wednesday or Monday. And I don't do that. This special kind of challah or this special kind of cake or soda, whatever the thing is that a person likes, that they avoid during the weekdays and they reserve it special for Shabbos, then when a person eats it, the kavanah isn't that I'm eating it because I like it. Kavanah is I'm eating this to show my respect and love for Hashem in order to fulfill the ratzon of Hashem. Because it's Hashem's ratzon that we show respect for Shabbos. And one of the ways that we do that is by achila, through achila Shabbos. V'yishaber kol tavoiso v'chol ritzonoiso hakol mitnei ritzon yizborah. And the person should destroy and eliminate all of their own personal desires and personal ritzonos and be nichna completely to the ritzon of Hashem. V'chol dovor shiyovor yodoi, and anything that presents itself to the person, yin yiyabay ritzon Hashem yizborah yaseh. The person will analyze it. They'll ask themselves this question. Is this what Hashem wants me to do? Then I'll do it. Then lav, and if Hashem doesn't want me to do this, lav, then I won't do it. This one paragraph that we just learned sums up the entire Yiddishkeit very, very succinctly and very perfectly. If a person remembers this very well and contemplates this and has his spiritus on this paragraph, this is literally summing up one's entire kesher to Hashem. Next, v'zeh b'chinas goydol ma'alas ha'shalom. Rav Nosson says, and this is tied into the incredible significance of peace. V'zeh b'chinas goydol ma'alas eretz Yisrael v'Yerushalayim v'beis hamikdash v'beis kodesh gedoshim shem b'chinas ha'shalom. And this is tied into the incredible importance of eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, v'beis hamikdash, the kodesh hakadoshim, which are all a concept of peace, kanal, as we explained in the previous paragraph Sif Aleph. Kashim Yisborah, Bo Ha'olam, B'Shinuyim Rabim Lein Nisbor, because we know that Hashem created the world with many, many different items. V'Hashinuyim Klulim B'Bechinas Odom U'Mokoy Muzman, Sheze B'Chinas Tzir U'Mokoy Muzman, Hamuva B'Mokom Acher. And the differences in this world are revolve around three major areas. One area is time, the second area is location, place, and the third area is Adam, or Tzir. So Rav Nosson Zal says that everything in creation is different, is distinct in three aspects. One aspect is time. There are certain items that are summer items, winter items, day items, night items. There are things that are different in terms of mokoim. There are certain things that are only found in warm climate, cold climate, certain things that you do inside that you wouldn't do outside, certain things you do only outside that you wouldn't do inside. And the third category is tziur, which is form, which one form is human form, there's animal form, there's plants, there's inanimate objects. All the distinctions of different items in this world are distinct and unique within these three categories. However, because of the fact that man is the most important item in creation, and there is no one in creation like man who understands these differences, who can appreciate these differences, and has to engage all of them in battle in order to attach them to the ratzon of Hashem. For example, you get a person who during the summertime it's relatively easy for them to get up out of bed in the morning and go to shul. But in the winter when it's freezing cold, this person, I can't take the cold. And when I feel cold, I just want to stay under the covers. And this person says, doesn't matter. I've reached the level of understanding and a desire to please Hashem. That even though my personal ratzon is that I would love nothing more than to get back under the covers and warm up and snuggle and not go out into the cold bedroom or the cold living room or certainly the cold outdoors, I'm jumping out because Hashem wants me to do this, because Hashem wants me to go to shul. Hashem wants me to get up early. To attach it all, el ratzon echad, to the ratzon of one,
l'rotzon habarisbo, to the rotzon of Hashem. Kim ho'odom habaldeo habalbchira. In the entire creation, the one that's most capable of connecting all the different ritzonos and all the different shinuyim to Hashem is man, who is a balbchira. Al kein onu koirim klolius hashinuyim shebebchinas hatziur b'shem odom. Rav Nosanal says this is why, when we want to summarize all the different aspects of difference in form, we mention Adam, because Adam is the one who's on the highest level of perceptiveness and level of understanding of all the differences, all the things that are different within creation, whether they're different in time, different in place, or different in shape and form. Now, Rav Nosanzal is going to proceed to explain the differences in all three of these categories, in time, in place, and in form. Ki hashinuyim hem bebchinas zman. One area of differences in things and creation is in terms of time. Kama shiroyim b'chush, as we see, ribuy hashinuyim shebein hazmanim, the incredible differences that there are between different times. For instance, between day versus night. During the daytime, everybody's at work and everybody's there, and at nighttime, everybody's at home. That's one major, major difference in the world, you know, between this time zone and this time zone. And a difference between summer versus winter, in terms of how people dress, in terms of when people take vacations, or in terms of certain things, you know, that people go down to their basements and bring up their warm blankets and all of the, you know, thousands of differences in every aspect of life that are reflected, that reflect the changes in time. Kama shekosov, as we say in davening, uvisvuno mishane itim umachlaves hazmanim, that with Hashem's wisdom, Hashem changes the times. Ki bizman ze yoim, ubizman ze loila, because this time is day, this time is night. V'chein shinuim shebein kayitz v'choyref, and so too the differences between summer and winter. V'shar hashinuim horabim shebein hazmanim, and the other many differences among times, hakluim b'hashisha itim, which are summarized in the six different types of time zones. Shame of war in the pasuk, which we find mentioned in a pasuk in the Torah, where it says, "Oid kol yemei ha'oretz, zera v'kotzer v'kor v'choin v'kayitz v'choyer v'yom v'layla," etc., etc. It mentions the differences between different seasons. V'chein b'mokoyim, and so too in terms of place. Yesh shinuyim rabim. There are many major differences between one place on earth and a different place on earth. Kimid, even though you have the same amount of people earning similar salaries, etc., but there are still major differences. For instance, kimedino iselu karim b'yoser. There are certain places on earth like Siberia and upper Siberia where it's extremely, extremely cold. And there's other places like Phoenix, Arizona, Lahavdil, or Lahavdil, Eilat, or you know, Tel Aviv, Lahavdil, which is extremely hot at certain times. And in certain places they grow a lot of grains, whereas fruit, they very very little, very limited fruit. There are other countries where it's the exact opposite. And so too many other differences. And so too in shape and form. In terms of shape and form, all the different items in creation are different from each other. For example, the differences between a human being and an animal. Between an animal and a plant. And the most important difference is the differences between individual people. Shehem Iker Habriya, because as we said earlier, man is the most important item in creation. And we know there are vast, vast differences between people. As the Gemara says, laharos gdulos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the reason why Hashem did this is to show His greatness. Shekol b'nei Adam nivru b'chosen echad, all the human beings were created from one stamp. Ve'ein Adam doim l'chaveroi, and no two human beings are exactly identical, alike. U'kimoi shemishunim b'nei Adam mitzuroiseyem, kach hi mishunim b'deyoiseyem. Ve'ein deyo shnei b'nei Adam doim zelzeboilam. And just as people are different from each other in shape and form, so too, for sure, people are different from each other in how they think, how they understand things. Ve'ein deyoi shnei b'nei Adam doimim zelzeboilam. And there are no two people in the world, in the entire world, that think exactly alike. Vafilu shnei achim, even if it's two brothers. Va'avu bein, even a father and a son. Ein daitom doimim zelzeh, they do not think exactly alike.
Paragraph Gimel now.
Ve'ikra chiyus nimshach al yidei achdus v'chibur. And the main way that we draw energy, that we draw life from Hashem, is when there is unity, when things are united, when things are at peace with each other. Meaning, when we take items which are different from each other and we bring them together, we make one out of them, we unite them. The way that a person is able to accomplish that is through the Torah. Because one of the main sources of life is by the body and the soul being united together. The neshama and the guf. Shehem shnei hafochim, which are two extreme opposites. And they're different from each other. They're as different from each other as different could possibly be. The soul and the body. Hashem is borach mafli lasois, and Hashem does unbelievable things. Umachabram yachad b'derech niflo, Hashem brings together and unites the body and the neshama. Ve'ikra chibur shua chius v'kiyum hodom wal yidei Torah, and the main thing that connects them and unites them, which is the life of the person, and is the Torah. Dahainu al yidei Yisrael v'atzadikim amekayimim es haTorah, meaning the Jewish people and the tzadikim who fulfill the Torah. They are the main source of chiyus of the entire world. Kama shekosel, as the pasuk says, ki hi chayecha, the Torah is your life. Ki haTorah melamedes esenu la'asis ritzon yisborach, because the Torah is what teaches us to understand the ratzon of Hashem and to fulfill the ratzon of Hashem. Ulekasher kol haratzonos l'ratzon HaBaruch Baruch levad. And the Torah teaches us how to take all of our desires, all of our personal desires, and plug it into Hashem. V'alidei shat tzadikim meshabrim ratzon taivas gufam b'shvil ratzon Hashem Yisborach. And it's through the tzadikim who destroy their own personal desires. They overcome, they conquer completely their own personal desires, and they subjugate it to the Rotzon of Hashem. Umevatlim gufam legabi haneshama, and they nullify the body, they make the body completely subservient to the soul, to the neshama, ad shenichlal haguf b'neshama, to the point where the body becomes part of a neshama. They become like Siamese twins, they become like friends instead of opposites. This is what merges together and unites the body and the soul and makes them into one. And when the body and the soul are united properly, then they're able to draw life from the source of life, from Hashem. And it's through these tzaddikim who have succeeded in conquering their own desires and nullified it completely to Hashem and united the body and the Shema the way that we just said, it's through them that chiyus is given to all of mankind and to all the worlds from top to bottom. It's in the zechus of these tzaddikim, and it's through them. Ki hashinuyim heim bechinas pirud. Because differences are an aspect of separation. usually when people are different from each other, logically, they separate from each other. I like hot, you like cold. We're going to have a hard time sitting right next to each other in a room. So what do? You go in that room and turn the air conditioner on high, and I'll stay in this room and turn the oven on high, you know, etc., etc. Sheyef shalohem lekabel chius me'echad aposhut kim g'shenichlon b'achtus. Because normally it's impossible for two completely different items to draw chius from Hashem, from the oneness of Hashem, unless they are able to unite, to get together. V'zeh yefshir kim alideat tzadik, and the only one who's able to bring two together, two who are different from each other, is the tzadik. Shemavate el gufo l'gami nishmosoi, the tzaddik who has succeeded in nullifying his body to the neshama, making the body completely subservient to the neshama. Shaydezeh nichlal ba'achdus. That's how he plugs into the oneness of Hashem. U'mekabel chiyus misham, and he draws life and energy from Hashem. Vaydezeh mamshich chiyus l'chol olam kanal. And by drawing chiyus from Hashem, he receives from Hashem, and he broadcasts, he transmits to the rest of the world, the tzaddik. Valkein hatzadik yochol la'asos moifsin v'nisim bo'ilom u'leshanoi sateva. And this explains why or how the tzaddik has the ability to perform miracles and to change the nature completely. Ki ikar tayves haguf sheyesh lodom rotzon v'tayves lodovar hagashmi. Keneged rotzon haneshama zenimshech machmas koyach hateva. The fact that the body has a desire for something physical which goes against the natural desire of the neshama, that comes zeh nimshach machmas koyach hateva shenosna Hashem yisbarach. That comes from the aspect of teva that Hashem created. Hashem created nature. That it's the ki kol horitzonis v'atayv shel haguf hein mikoyach hateva. All the desires of the body are all tied into nature. Hashem has put it within the nature of a person to want food, to like sleep, to like money, to like women, to like all the different things. This person's nature is that they like to eat meat. And another person prefers dairy. And similarly, all the other desires of the body, shekulam kifi teva shel hodom, all of them are based on the nature of that particular person. Vahateva hi ikar bechinas hashinuyim, and this concept of nature is the essence of differences. Ki kol hashinuyim sheboilam b'otam uzman mokum kanal kulam hein bechinas teva, because all the differences in the world, whether it relates to shape and form of things, or the timing of a thing, or the location of the thing, they're all an aspect of teva. Shemishon b'chinas kor v'choim. That's where cold and hot come from, etc., etc. They all come from this umbrella term called teva, nature. V'chein shinui hamakoymois u'retzoynos b'nei odom shemishunim. And so too, the different places and the different desires of people. Shakol kafi hateva shenosna Hashem yisbarach b'odom b'odom u'bizman u'mokom. It's all based on the nature that Hashem has placed into the world, into people, and into times, and into places. Again, it's natural to do certain things by day. It's natural to do certain things by night. Or it's natural for people to want, you know, medium temperature, you know, certain things. V'ikar hateva shebor Hashem yisbarach misnaheges l'idei galgalei horokia kiyodua. And the essence of this item called teva, nature, which Hashem created, is controlled by the heavenly spheres, kiyodua, as is known. Sheikram nivru b'shvil hazman, that one of the main reasons that they were created was to determine and to affect time and season. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says in the beginning of creation, in Chumash Bereishis, v'hoyu lo'oisois, ula moyadim, ula yomim v'shonim. It's speaking there about the sun and the moon and the stars, that these things will be used to dictate time, to dictate when it's day, when it's night, when it's winter, when it's summer, you know, all the differences in time. Shall they call hashinuyim shebeteva ha'odom vazman v'amokon? Shall yodom kol hashinuyim shebeteva ha'odom vazman v'mokoyim. It's through them, it's through these heavenly spheres, the sun, the moon, the different stars, the planets, they are the ones that affect all the differences in nature of people, of times and places. V'ze ha'tzadik shemeshaber rotzoin taivas gufo elagabi nishmasoi, and a tzadik who has succeeded in nullifying and subjugating completely the desires of his body and to put them under the control and authority and desire of the neshama, umevatel ritzayim mipnei rotz nashim izborach, and he has negated any personal desires that he had based on his nature, etc., etc. He's negated all of that and made himself purely a kli of rotzayim Hashem, that he's only, his only interest in life and his only focus and every move he makes is dictated by rotzayim Hashem. Nimtza shemevatel koyach hateva Shemishom Rotzon Tavas Kufal Kanal. That person, that tzaddik, has conquered Teva, has conquered nature, which we said is the source from which all of these differences originate, all of these, you know, desires originate from. V'yalkein, Haidezer Yeshloi Koyach L'shanois HaTeva Bo'ilam. This is what makes it possible for tzaddikim to override nature, to change the laws of nature. That if it would be natural for a person in these circumstances, you know, to die, a tzaddik has the ability to turn that around. V'la'asos nisim v'nifloos b'olam, and to perform miracles, wondrous miracles in the world. Paragraph Dalet. Nimtza she'ikar hachius al yedei achtus, al yedei she'nichlolim kol hashinuyim b'mokam rachtus. So therefore, Rav Nosson says, to sum up what we mentioned earlier, the main source of chiyus, of life, is through unity. When things that are different from each other are able to be brought together and united at to the source of their oneness, to the thing that makes them all one, which is Hashem, who is Echad. V'ho'ikar tolui b'ho'odom, shehu ikar abriya. And the main one that all of this is dependent on is man, who is the most important item in creation. Uboi tolui hakol, and everything depends on him, kiyadu as is known. V'alkein, all of creation depends on man. Man is the king and the leader of all levels of creation. V'alkein, v'yohafto l'recha komecho, hu klal godol batorah, kidei lichlo ba'achtus v'sholom, shehu ikar hachius v'hakiyum v'hatikun shel kol habriya. And therefore, that a Jew should love another Jew like they like the same way you like yourself, this is a major, major rule in Yiddishkeit, in Torah. So that we can become, so we should be at peace with each other and be one with each other, which is what makes it possible for us to draw chius and to survive in the world. And this is what gives. This is what helps the kiyum habriya. The tik. This is what makes the kiyum habriya. This is what helps the world to exist, and this is what helps brings the world to a tikkun. Al yedei shebnei odom shemeshunim b'deoseyim nichlolim yachad bi'ahavo v'yachdus v'sholim. When people who are different in their opinions, they don't think exactly alike, and they don't like exactly the same things, and despite that, they're able to work together, to merge together with love and with oneness and with peace. The most important love in this world is to love Jews who fulfill the Torah, to love the Jews who fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. Kimi shehu rosha gomor betachlis ve'ein boi shum toiv. Because someone who is a complete, complete Russia, and there's no good whatsoever in them, we're talking about a very, very rare case, obviously. Bevadai mitzvah lisno yosei betachlis hasina. It is definitely a mitzvah, a positive thing, to hate such a person, to despise such a person. Kemoshikosov, as Dovid HaMelech writes in Tehillim, tachlis sino senesim. I hated them with the highest degree of hate. Rak ikar mitzvos v'ahavta l'recha kamecha hu l'reacha b'mitzvos. So therefore, when the Torah says love your fellow man like you love yourself, which fellow man are we talking about? one who is fellow to you regarding mitzvahs, one who is similar to you in his accepting upon himself the authority of Hashem, you know, accepting the in obligating himself to perform mitzvahs. Dahainu shetzrichin lechapes ulevakesh velimtzoy bechol echod veechod miYisrael ezeschus v'toiv. This means that each and every single one of us has an obligation to search and to find in each and every single Jew a zchus, a goodness in that person for which I can like that person tremendously, as much as I like myself. Ki kol echod miYisrael afilu poshe Yisrael, yefsher shein bo eze tzad toiv zchus. Because every single Jew, even those who commit sins intentionally, poshe Yisrael, even those who commit sins spitefully, even in them, there has to be an aspect of good, an aspect of merit. As is explained very, very clearly in chapter 282 in the first half of Likutei Moran, that's entitled Azamra. Ki ikaro ho'ahavo hikidei lekasher atzmoi im hatoiv shebechol Yisrael velichlo limohem yachad bi'ahavo v'yachdus kidei levatel kol hashinuyim velichlo be'echod haposhet yisborach shemishom kol hachiyus v'hakiyum v'atikin shel kol olamos. Now Rav Nosenthal explains, what is love? When I say I love that person, I love him, what exactly are we referring to? Rav Nosenthal says the essence of love is to attach yourself to the goodness that's in that person, the goodness that's inside of every single Jew, and to unite with that, to connect to that, and attach yourself to that with love and oneness. I love, I identify a certain goodness in another Jew, I love that aspect of them, and I attach myself to that. I learn from that, I emulate that, I enjoy seeing it in action, I enjoy this aspect of the goodness of that person, you know, in action. In order that, by doing that, I'm able to nullify all the differences and unite with Hashem, become one with Hashem. By me, who is different from that other person, and I'm able to set our differences aside, and I'm able to identify a certain goodness in that person, and I'm able to love that goodness, and I'm able to become one with that. I'm not one, I disagree with this person 100 things, but there is a certain special goodness in that person which I don't disagree with at all. On the contrary, I love it. And that's what makes us one. That's what unites us, because I know they have that goodness that I appreciate and I respect and I love. And by doing that, when two people who are different and opposites from each other, and they make that kind of connection, both of them thereby become united with Hashem. That union, that bond between them, bonds them with the ultimate oneness. By making one out of two, by then they are two different guys, and they unite, they become one, they're plugging into the real one. Who's the real one? Hashem. Because by fulfilling the Torah and the mitzvahs, all the different opinions become merged together, become united. L'moshel, for instance, you have two people, a husband and a wife, or two friends. One of them is pure chesed, always kindness, softy, want to give. And the second one is a toughie. Not a toughie, T-O-F-F-I-E, Yerushalmi toughie. We're talking about a toughie, T-O-U-G-H. Tough, gvura. No, always enjoys, feels more comfortable, more natural saying no than saying yes. You can't do this. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go there. I don't like that. Concept of gvura, tzimtzum. V'alkein hem meshunim b'dayosem. So these two people are very different in their opinions. V'yesh b'nei machlokes. And there is division between them. They can't get it together. This one says, I want, I love. And this one says, I don't want, I hate. I dislike. Avol kishemevatlem shnehem retzaynom epnei rotzon Hashem Yisborach. However, if both of these characters are able to eliminate their own rotzon, do away with what they naturally want, and go for what Hashem wants. V'zeh ein meshamash b'midas chazdoi kiim b'shvil rotzon Hashem yisbarach. And the one who's into kindness is careful and particular to regulate that kindness and to apply it only where Hashem wants them to apply it. V'hainu la'asos tov v'chesed im oyave Hashem, which means to do goodness and kindness with those who love Hashem, with those who Hashem is pleased with. And when this person, whose nature it is that they love giving charity, they love being kind, and when they're able, and when their kindness would dictate for them, they're in a courtroom and they see a guy who just murdered 100 people, and their nature of kindness would say, but still, if I'm going to kill him, that's, I'm killing 101 people. What did I accomplish? I mean, why should I be hateful? Why should I be nasty and bad to this? He did something. So he did something wrong. So it's still a human being. And a human being, I love to treat human beings with kindness. So why don't we just let him out of this courtroom? Why don't we buy him a car? Why don't we do, you know? When the person's natural kindness would dictate for them to do something wonderful and sweet to one who Hashem hates, oy shemagia loy eze taivo v'ahavo ro shenem sheches mimidas hachesed shubchinas ahavo. Or the person sees a woman, and she's a human being, she's a person, and she appears nice, she looks pleasant and everything, and again, my nature is chesed, kindness. Chesed is synonymous with ahavo. So I like people, and I like all people, including women. The fact that she happens to be somebody else's wife, that's secondary to me. To me, it's a human being, it's a person, and I love all people. And therefore, I have a desire to come close to that person, to be friendly with that person, to talk to that person, to connect with that person, to become attached to that person. Azai meshaber tavosoi vavosoi. And the person goes ahead and says, that's all fine and dandy. That's what my personal nature would dictate. But Hashem says no. Hashem says that there's a line, that you have to know where to draw a line. And if that's someone else's wife, or if it's not, you know, then that's not a place for you to be directing this Ahava Chesed to the degree that you're thinking of doing. But rather, you have to know to keep a respectful distance. And he doesn't allow his chesed, his natural kindness, to go ahead and do something which would be against the Ratzon of Hashem. But rather, only to do what Hashem really wants him to do in that case. And if Hashem says, and if the Mishnah says, Al tar b'sichem o'ishem, or if the Torah even says even not to look, etc., etc., I'm prepared to bend my nature and to overcome my nature, to do differently from what my natural instinct of kindness would tell me to do. Then such a person is zoche with through that his chesed plugs him into the Ratzon of Hashem. V'chein chaveroi sheyesh lo midas hagvura, and so to the other guy we spoke about, that person's nature is gevura. Kishe'enu mishtameshim gevurosoi kiyin b'shvil Hashem yizborach lizgaber al yitzroi v'limkoim b'soni Hashem v'chulu. When that person is zoche to conquer their gevura, and they're zoche to use that gevura only where it conforms with the ratzon of Hashem, only to apply to those who are enemies of Hashem, or to use the gevura to overcome his yetzahara. Not to overcome his wife, or his neighbor, or his friend, or his rabbi, you know, but to overcome his Yetzirah, to overcome those who are enemies of Hashem. V'chol ma shehu neged ritzon Hashem yizborach, mevatel tivoy ritzon hakanal. And any case where this person were to apply his gevura, it would be against the ritzon of Hashem, he overcomes his natural instinct and his natural desire, and he does not use that gvura, azai hu nichlal imidas gvura soy b'Hashem yizborach. Then that person's gvura plugs him into Hashem. If he's using the gvura only in compliance with Hashem, then his gvura is a kesher to Hashem. V'azai eilu shnei bnei adam. Afal pi shem nidmim kishnei afochem b'deyoseyim. And when two people are living that way, even though they think very differently, this one is extremely kind-hearted and love and giving, and the other one is extremely tough and holds back tremendously, afal pi kein b'sheirish ritzo. Again, they appear to be opposites, but at the source, shneim kechod, they're both actually one. Kishneim ritzonim lasis rak ritzon koinom, because both of them have overcome their personal, have conquered their personal natures, and the most important thing in both of their lives is to fulfill the ritzon of Hashem, to get to do what Hashem wants. Ze bechesed ze begvura. This one is going to use his chesed, which his most prominent characteristic, use it, employ it only through only to ratzon Hashem, and the other one's going to use his gvura only to ratzon Hashem. V'yalkein be'emes nechlolim shneim b'mokar achdus, and thereby each one of them plugs into the ultimate oneness, shehu ha'echod aposhut yisbarach, which is Hashem Himself. V'chein klal Yisrael, and so too regarding the entire klal Yisrael, kol echad v'echod, each and every single Jew, are they ma'at ha'toiv sheboy, through the little bit of good that's in them, hu nichlal ba'achdus in klal Yisrael. That's what unites him with all of klal Yisrael, because every member of klal Yisrael has a little bit of good in them. Hu bebechina zu tzrichin le'ahoiv kol echad m'Yisrael k'nafshoy. And based on this, and to this degree, each and every single person is obligated to love every single Jew like I like myself. Each and every single Yid, through the goodness in that person, he's plugged in to all of Klal Yisrael. And based on that, he has an obligation to love every single Jew like he loves himself, because every Jew has that goodness in them. Dahainu limtzei b'matoy, meaning to identify and to find that goodness in that person, and lodon akorach hazchus, and judge everybody with hazchus. And when a Jew judges other Jews like Kavzchus, he actually brings them into Kavzchus. As is explained in chapter 282 in Likutei Moharan. And that's what will make it possible for him to love every single Jew fully, you know, like he likes himself. And then he'll be united with all of them in oneness. Be'echad aposhut. He'll be united to each and every single Jew with a tremendous oneness. He'll feel one with every single member of Klal Yisrael. Al yidei ha'toiv, through the goodness inside of them. Shehu kiyum ha'toiv she'esh b'chol echad. What is the toiv inside of each person? The kiyum ha'toiv that's inside of that person. The degree that that person wants to fulfill the Torah. And by Klal Yisrael doing this, they take all the differences in the world and they make one out of them. Ki hakol toloi be'echod. Because it's all tied into one. It's all tied into Hashem, the Ratzon of Hashem. Shaydeze ikar hamshochas achius mimokor achius. This is the main thing that makes it possible for a person to help draw chius, life, from the source of life, meaning from Hashem, Shu Echad Aposhet. Vizeh Bechinas Goydol Malas HaSholim. And now you can understand why Sholim is so important. V'oitzen Yisur HaMachloikis. And why Machloikis is so forbidden, so treif an item. Kimo Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Sonui HaMachloikis, the Godol HaSholim, that Machloikis is something that's hated, it's despised, and peace is something that's so special. Ki ikar hachius v'kiyum kol ho'olamos aridei achdus v'shalom konal. Because the main ability to draw chius from Hashem and the main thing that sustains all the worlds is oneness and peace. V'yalkein ki shemizkatzim yachad shnei Yisraelim ho'oyavim zeh zeh u'smeichim b'riyosim zeh zeh. And therefore, when two Jews who haven't seen each other for a while, when they get together and they see each other and they love each other and they enjoy they're super happy at seeing each other, mevorchim shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'gionu lazman hazeh. They make this bracha shechiyonu, I'm getting new chiyus, v'kiyumonu, and I'm helping kiyum ha'olam. The main thing that gives chiyus, life, and the main thing that guarantees the continuity of the world is the love and the simcha among Bnei Yisrael who like each other. Paragraph Hey. Rav Nosson Zal says, Vizehu shechionu v'kimonu v'igionu. Elu hashloisha l'shoinois keneged gimel b'chinois hashinuyim shehem ba'odom u'b'mokoyim u'b'zman kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that the three different terms that are used in the Brocha Shechionu correspond to the three areas that we discussed earlier that pretty much describe the physical world, which are space, you know, location, and time, and also the level of creation, of which the highest is man. V'zehu shechionu haynu hachiyus shehu b'chinas bitul hashinuyim shebodom shemishom ikra hachiyus al yidei shenichlal v'neschaber haneshoma v'aguf. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, the first word in the bracha shechionu, shechionu, which is talking about the chiyus of a person, which comes about when the body and the neshama are united, which means that when we do away with the differences between things, we eliminate differences, we make shalom between opposites, such as the body and the soul. V'kiyamonu zebechinas hashinuyim shebamokim. The term v'kiyamonu refers to place. Sha'al ze merames v'kiyamonu. Because when we say something has a kiyum, it means something is established. And the point is always, where is it established? On what has it been established? In which location? So Rav Nosson Zal says that the word kiyumonu refers to place. V'higiyonu lazman hazeh zebechinas hashinuyim shebizman. And the last term in the bracha relates to the differences in times. Shekol hashinuyim nichlolim v'nizbatlin lerotzoin echod al yidei Yisroel ho'oyavim zeh zeh shenichlolim ba'achtus haposhet al yidei zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, we had mentioned earlier that in the physical world, things are different from each other in these three levels. They differ from each other in time. There are morning items, there are evening items, there are summer items, there are winter items, as we mentioned earlier. Things differ from each other in place. There's Alaska, you know, and there's Lahavdil Eilat, you know, and there's, you know, the warm climates, hot climates, you know, all the differences, you know, related to that. And then the differences in the different levels of creation. Doimeim, Tzomea, Chai, Medaber, man, animal, plant, rocks, you know, all the different things. And Rav Nosson Zal says that when two Jews see each other, human beings, who are the highest level of creation, and when you have two Jews who represent Mamish, the pinnacle of creation, and they see each other, and they unite, they connect with each other, and they make that brocha shechionu v'kimonu v'gionu lazman hazeh, they're acknowledging that all the differences are becoming nullified, are on his batel completely. V'alkein mesaimim habrocha lazman hazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why when we make the brocha shechionu, we conclude with the words lazman hazeh, for this time. Umazkirin hazman beprotius. We're very specific when it comes to time. Ki ikar kol hashinuyim heim bechinas hateva shemisnaheges kiritzoina shemizvorach al yidei hagalgalim sheim bechinas zman kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the main differences that we find between things in the physical world are related to nature, which is controlled by the Rotzoin of Hashem via the Galgalim, via the heavenly spheres, the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, Shehem Bechinas Zman Kanal, which are what regulate the different times, day, night, winter, summer, fall, spring, you know, etc., etc., as we explained earlier, as we mentioned in the previous year. She'ikr ha'tikun al yidei she'mevatlin kol ha'retzoinois ha'mishunim shel kol echod v'echod v'nichlolim yachad bi'avo b'ashem yizborach. And we mentioned earlier that the main tikkun in this world, the main accomplishment is in this world is when people are able to nullify all of their own personal desires, which differ, whereby people differ from each other, and they're able to unite and merge together in their love for Hashem. As we mentioned earlier, one person's nature is to be drawn to chesed, kindness. Another person's nature is to be drawn more to gvura. And both of them put aside their personal feelings to be able to draw themselves towards chesed and gvura that Hashem requires from a Jew, that Hashem is looking for from a Jew. You know, mixing both of these attributes properly and knowing when to apply which one and to what degree in order to fulfill Rotzoin of Hashem. Shezeo b'chinas mitzvas avas Yisrael kanal. This is the concept of the mitzvah of Jews loving each other, whereby people who have been created different from each other, their natures are different, their desires are different, and yet each one of them studies the Torah and gets to know, learns the Rotzon of Hashem, what Hashem wants, and then tries to bend his nature towards what Hashem wants. And thereby, different people who by nature are different from each other, and yet they're able to put aside their differences and unite and merge together to fulfill the Rotzon Hashem. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when two Jews who really, really like each other, when they haven't seen each other for a period of time, they make a bracha. They make a bracha shechionu upon seeing each other. Umachmas sheikar kol hashinuyim sheboilam heim al yidei bechinas hateva shi bechinas hagalgalem shi bechinas zman kanal. And because of the fact that the main thing that leads to differences between people is nature, the fact that, again, people have different natures, and their natures stem from the nature that Hashem created, which is regulated by the different heavenly spheres, the sun, the moon, you know, and the other stars that regulate and that affect the nature of the world, you know, the norms of the world. And that's what determines the differences between people, you know, how they differ from each other. Alkein mazkirin hazman beprotius. Therefore, when two Jews are able to put aside their differences, and despite the fact that Hashem has created them different from each other, they've learned to like each other and respect each other, and they've found the mutual ground that they both share, a love and respect for Hashem, and in that they're united, they're both moving in the same direction, and because of that they like each other. This is why when they see each other, they make this brocha shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yonu lazman hazeh. And the emphasis is on this issue of zman. That even though zman is something that's one of the main manifestations of nature, and nature being that which determines the differences between people, we have learned to put aside our differences and to find the mutual ground that leads us to like each other, to love each other, and respect each other. And that's why we make this bracha shechiyonu when we see each other. Paragraph Vov, Rav Nosson Zal is going to start introducing the topic of the 3 weeks, which are going to be starting shortly, in about 3 weeks from today. This year is being given towards the end of the month of Sivan, and in about 3 weeks we're going to be entering into the 3 weeks, as they're called, from Shiva Sabatamuz through Tisha B'Av. Rav Nosson Zal here is going to give us some extraordinary insights regarding that topic. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand why the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a Jew is supposed to avoid making the bracha shechiyonu during the 3 weeks that are called Bein HaMetzorim. Metzorim, Meitzar, means constriction. The fact that these 3 weeks begin and end with sad, especially sad days. Shiv Aser B'Tammuz, which is the day that the Goyim laid siege on Yerushalayim, and climaxed by Tisha B'Av, which is the day that both holy temples were destroyed. That's why this 3-week period is called Bein HaMetzorim. Kios Nechrava Beis Hamikdash. This is the time during which the Beis Hamikdash was eventually destroyed. Ve'ikar Tikun Klolius Hashinuyim Sheyu Nechlolim Biachdus Hoyo Bebeis Hamikdash Bebeis Kodesh Kodoshim. And the ultimate place on earth where all differences were negated and everything united together and merged together with the oneness of Hashem was in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Holy of Holies. Sheshom Hoeven Shesia, there is found the special rock from which the world was founded. Shemishom Nimshochim Gidin V'tzinoirois L'chol HaMakom Yishevoylam. And it's from this Even Shesia that there extend out arteries and veins that lead to all the different places, all the different climates of the world. Shekol Mokim Mishunam Echaveroi Kefi Agid V'tzinor Sheloi, whereby all the different locations and climates of the world differ from each other based on the connection, based on the different pipelines, the arteries and veins that connect them back to their source, to the origin, which is the Beis Hamikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Even Shesia. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that Ze HaMokoim Mesugal Gadel Pilpilin, one type of climate is suitable to grow peppers. V'ze Peiroi Sacherim, and a different climate is suitable to grow coconuts and pineapples, you know, etc., etc. Kemoisham Razal, as the Gemara tells us, Al Posik Unetatim Bohem Eitz Kol Pri. You will plant trees that produce all the different types of fruits. Avul Bemokoim Hoeven Shesio Shom Nichlolim Kol Hagiden Vatzinoyos Vashinuim Bachtesechot. Whereas at this site, in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Holy of Holies, where this Even Shesia was, there all these different veins and arteries that lead out to all the different climates of the entire world, that's where they all come together and unite. V'shom b'mokoyim hoven shesio nichnas ha-koyin godol b'yom ha-kippurim shu yoyim echod b'shono shekol mikol ha-shono. And as we mentioned previously, it's to that place, the Holy of Holies, where the Even Shesia was, that's where one day a year on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was able to enter on this one day, which is a composite of all 365 days of the entire year, Yom Kippur. Kama Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yomim Yutzaru, Hashem has created many days, Veloi Echot Bohem, but one of these days is special, is the most special to Hashem. And the Gemara says, Ze Yom HaKippurim, this refers to Yom Kippur. Ki Yom HaKippurim Kolul Mikol Hashono, Kama Shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal Batoirana. Because we know that Yom Kippur, the day of Yom Kippur, is a composite of the entire year. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likud Imran on the chapter that this halacha is based on, V'hu Kolul U'mechaber Kol Yemei Hashono. Yom Kippur includes inside of itself and unites all the days of the year. Shekoilel kol shinuyei hazman u'mechaber oisam v'koil olam yachad bi'echod b'mokoim hoeven shesio shekoilel kol shinuyei hamokoim bi'achad. So Yom Kippur is a day that includes inside of itself all the different days of the year. All of them, it's a composite of all days of the year. And it has in it all the properties and all the kiddusha and all the opportunities of all days of the year. I remember Rav Nosson Zal brings in a different place in the Likutei Halachos when he's writing about Shabbos. And he points out, why is it that on Shabbos morning, towards the end of Musaf in Ein Kelokeinu, we read Hashir Shalvi Oimrim Beveis Hamikdash. This is the song that the Levim used to recite in the Beis Hamikdash. And he says, Bayoim Harishain, on Sunday they used to say this. On Monday they used to say this. On Tuesday they used to say this. Through Shabbos. Rav Nosson Zal says the reason why we recite that on Shabbos is to tell us, to let us know that Shabbos is a composite of all 7 days of the week. Meaning, each day has something unique about itself, something special about itself that's not found in the other days. On Monday and Thursdays, we know there's the Kriyas HaTorah. You know, Sunday is strawberry, Tuesday is cherry vanilla. Each day has its unique properties and opportunities in coming close to Hashem. And Shabbos is the day that includes, it's a composite of all 7 days put together. Here, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that Yom Kippur is a composite of all 365 days put together. All Yom Kippur has in it all the segulos and all the koichos of all the different days of the year put together. So now, on this Yom Kippur, which is koilel all of time, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Evan Shasir, which is a composite of all the locations of the world. The Evan Shasir is what brings together all the different arteries and veins that extend out to all different climates and locations in the world. And now the Chol Zeh Nasa Al Yedei HaKohen Gadol, Shehu HaMuvchor Mikol Yisrael. And who's the one who brings all of this together? The Kohen Gadol, who is the chosen one of all of Klal Yisrael. Shemidosoi Sholoim Va'achtus, whose property is, the main property of the Kohen Gadol was Sholoim, unity, and Achtus, oneness. Bechinas Aharon, this is the concept of Ara Kohen, Shehoyo HaKohen Gadol HaRishon, he was the first Kohen Gadol, Shehoyo Oyev Sholoim V'Roidev Sholoim, and the Torah describes what was outstanding about him, this mid of Sholoim. And as the Torah describes the attribute of Kahuna, Hinani Noisen Loi Es Brisi Sholoim. When Hashem said that I'm going to give to Pinchas the gift of being a continuation of the Kahuna of his forefathers, the Torah doesn't call it Kahuna, it calls it Brisi Sholoim, my covenant of peace. So we see that that's what the Kohen is all about, that's what the Kohen Gadol is all about. It's going to be a covenant of peace, a covenant of kahuna. And therefore, al yedei hakohen gadol biyom kippurim nichlolim boi kol beis Yisrael bi'ahava v'sholem. And this is why the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur was able to bring together the entire klal Yisrael in unity, in love and peace. Because we know that one of the most important mitzvahs of Yom Kippur is for all the Jews to appease each other and to settle any and all differences that they had with each other before them. As the Gemara says, as the Shulchan Aruch says, that when it says in the Pasuk, Ki vayoyim hazeh yikhapar aleichem, that Yom Kippur itself, the davening and the fasting, all that clears up is your account with Hashem. But there's an additional account that each and every single Jew has to resolve in order for Yom Kippur to work for him, and that's the Bein Odom L'Chaveroi. Each and every single Jew has an obligation, that one of the highlights of Yom Kippur and Aseres Yimei Tshuva is that it's an opportunity for every Jew to sit down and think over, who did I have any differences with? Who did I have any disagreements with? And to try to approach that person and to try to resolve it. And for each person to express that if there's anybody who I had any negative feelings towards, I hereby state clearly that I forgive everybody and anybody that might have done wrong me in any way. This is one of the super highlights of the Tefillah Zakah that we say on Erev Yom Kippur, which was introduced by the author of the Chayei Odom, which is one of the most spectacular tefillos of the year. And there, you know, we verbalize, we state this very, very clearly. V'alkin al yedei HaKohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim nichlolim boi kol beis Yisrael b'ahava v'sholem. Ki b'yom HaKippurim kol Yisrael meratzim v'faisim zeh zeh v'im kulam b'ahava v'achdus echod. And on Yom Kippur, hopefully, all of Klal Yisrael has thrown away their differences and thrown away their anger and their animosity and their, you know, all their negative feelings towards each other, and we're all in a state of ahavo and achdus. V'oz nichlolin kol hashinuyim sheba'odom v'zman u'mokoim nichlolim yachad al yedei HaKohen Gadol shekoel kol b'nei odom. And it's on Yom Kippur that all the differences between people and between times, different times, and between different places, all of them unite together through the Kohen Gadol, Shekoilel Kol B'nei Adam, who is a composite of all of mankind, all of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol is the symbol of Tzadik Emes. Even though, for instance, during the time of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, certainly Moshe Rabbeinu was the Tzadik Hador, he was the... But still, the title Kohen Gadol symbolizes the Tzadik Hador. And in many cases, there were cases where the Kohen Gadol himself was actually the Tzadik Hador, or certainly his title, his position, represents this concept of tzaddik. As we mentioned many times, when the Torah speaks about the tzaddik, it uses the title kohen, ki sifsei kohen yishmeru das v'toyri yivakshu mipiyu ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. Ki hu kolol mikol Yisrael, because the Kohen Gadol is a composite of all of Klal Yisrael. Shenichnas b'yom ha-kippurim, and on Yom Kippur, shehu yom shekolol mikol ha-yomim, which is a composite of all the different days of the year, the Kohen Gadol entered lifnai v'lifnim, to the Holy of Holies, l'mokom ho-even shesia, the site of the even shesia, shehu mokom shekolol mikol ha-mokom shebo'ilam, which is the site, which is a composite of every place on earth, Va'oz nichlolim kol hashinuyim yachad barotzin echod. And that's when all the differences that exist within the physical world, that's when all of them become negated, the differences are negated, and everything blends together in total unity. All people, all of mankind, represented by the Kohen Gadol, all places, represented by the Even Shesia, and all times represented by this one unique, the day of Yom Kippur. V'hakol al yedei ha-tainis ha-kodosh shel Yom HaKippurim. And what makes it all happen? The fact that we're fasting on Yom Kippur. She'olov ne'mar, it's about this fast of Yom Kippur, that it's, the Pasuk says, be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh, on this special, special day, te'anu es nafshei seichem, we must fast. Why do we fast? Li'achlolo kula gufa v'nafsha, because fasting is what unites the body and the soul. Because on a regular day, when we're not fasting, the body and soul of most people are as different as night and day. The soul is interested, don't want no food, don't want no cherry vanilla ice cream, don't want no steak, don't want none of that nonsense. The soul wants Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim. The body doesn't want to know from any spirituality. The body, you know, the body by its, of the typical average person. The body wants fun. The body wants food. The body wants sleep. All the gashmius items. But on a tainus, a day of tainus, suddenly we're uniting body. We're turning the body into a shtik neshama. We're converting the body to become part of the neshama. So that both of them, their rotzling should be only to Hashem. The body and the neshama should be yearning towards Hashem. As explained in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, which is chapter 179 in the first half of Likutei Moran. V'chol zeh zochinu b'shleimus b'zman shebeis mikdashei yikayim. Everything we're describing here, Klal Yisrael was zeche to experience in the fullest sense during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was in existence. Avol miyoyim shechorav Beis Mikdashenu, but from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ve'ein lanu kohen sheyechaper badenu, and we do not have the kohen in his full purity to atone for our sins, yefsher lekabel hasholim b'shleimus. Unfortunately, it's become impossible for Klal Yisrael to achieve this shalom, this universal peace that we described here. Ube'emes, the real truth is, kol churban beis hamikdash hoyo al yedei pegama shalom. What really brought about the destruction of the beis hamikdash was a lack in peace, the lack of peace and love and unity among Klal Yisrael. Kama Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, She'ikr churban beis hamikdash hoyadei sinas chinam bebayisheni, that the main thing that led to the destruction of the second beis hamikdash was sinas chinam, a lack of unity and harmony and peace and love among Klal Yisrael. V'yalidei chalukas malchus beis David bayis rishon, and what led to the destruction of the first beis hamikdash was again disunity, disharmony, the split in the kingdom of Malchus Beis David. Ve'oz hoya gam chet avodah zorah. And during the first Beis Mikdash, there was also the avodah zorah, givay arayah shvichas domim. Ve'gam ato, and so too today, Rav Nosson Zal says, Iker, ikuv, bias Moshiach. The main thing that's holding back Moshiach from coming, ubinyan Beis Hamikdash, and holding us back from being zeichet to have the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt, humachmas machloikis shenisrabe b'avonoseinu rabim, is the machloikis that has developed and grown among Klal Yisrael, kimavur b'mokam acher, as is explained in other places. Alkein, therefore, ato, nowadays, ein dai b'tainus yom kippur levad, lichlo kol horetzoinus b'ashem yizborach, ulevat l'machloikis kanal. During the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Yom Kippur alone was enough to do it for Klal Yisrael. One fast, that fast of Yom Kippur was a grand slam. It did the fact that Klal Yisrael fasted on that day was enough to bring about a bitul of all differences, you know, totally negating all differences, and all Ratzinus being united to Hashem, and all the differences in the physical world being negated, and everything coming together in total harmony and peace. The level of, you know, creation and time and place, all of them becoming one. However, now, Machmas Shenechra of Beis Hamikdash, however now, because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Shemishom Ikra Hasholem Vachtus Kanal, which, as we mentioned earlier, the Beis Hamikdash was the site of the ultimate presentation of peace and love. V'alkein Gozru Aleinu Chazal Lehisanois Dalet Soimois B'Shvil Churban Beis Hamikdash. Now we can understand why the rabbis imposed 4 additional fasts, because, you know, to commemorate the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Ki kishein Sholoim. Because the Gemara says that when there's a deficiency in peace, what do? You fast. The kanal b'ater, and as is brought in the chapter in the Likutei Moran that we're discussing. Ki achshov tzrichin oid kamo tainyos chutz miyom HaKippurim. Because now, because there's no Beis Hamikdash, we need many other fasts besides Yom Kippur. V'chulei hai v'ulai. And with all the different fasts, Maybe we'll get to achieve, you know, a certain level of peace. Shenizke l'sholim kanal. Halavai, we should be zeichet to achieve peace. V'chein kol echod v'yechod kefi chatov avinoisov. And so too, each and every single Jew, based on that person's sins, shenimshach acharetzoim gufoy v'tavoisov harois, whereby the person allowed themselves to be drawn to follow the desires of their body and of their physical desires, their wrong types of desires, shaydezeh hifrid aguf mi aneshama, thereby bringing about a pirud, a split, a break between the body and the neshama, vehigbir hashinuyim moid, and this person caused an increase in differences, a split, a separation, you know, between body and neshama, upogam b'sholim, and the person brought about chas shom a defectiveness in the peace, ki ezeh l'umazeh, because Rav Nosson Zal says these two are always opposing each other. Kemoi shehatzadik al yidei shemeshaber etzoyin gufoy l'gabi aneshom agoyreim sholim kanal, just as we explained earlier, that the tzadik, who is the one who reaches the highest degree of negating all his physical desires and bringing the body as close as possible to the neshama and making one out of them, kein lehepech, so too, on the opposite end, kishechas v'sholom oyser ritzoin gufoy, when a Jew does the opposite of what tzaddikim does, when a Jew allows his body to lead him, his bodily desires, to lead him to do all kinds of things that the neshama is not pleased with, poigim b'sholim, thereby that person is being poigim in the peace between the body and the neshama. V'yalkein kisheroitze lo shuv l'Hashem izborach, and therefore, when a person who has committed many sins suddenly decides that he wants to come back, he wants to correct everything, goizrin olov kama v'kama tainiyoiz kol echad kefi chetoyim. One of the ways that the rabbis dealt with this was by imposing many different fasts, each number of fasts, based on the amount and the degree of the sins that the person committed. as we find in the writings of the Arizal. The Arizal describes in some places that this type of sin requires 84 fasts. This type of sin requires 3 consecutive days of fasting. This type of sin requires, you know, 1 fast a week, or Mondays and Thursdays, you know, that kind of thing. Because this goes back to what the Gemara says, that whenever there's a lack of peace, what do? You fast. As Rabbi Elazar says in Likutei Moharan. So again, when is there a lack of peace? When a person has fallen into sins. He has brought about a pirud between his guf and his shama. So there's an absence of shalom there. The tikkun for it is fasting. The alkein, bein hametzorim, ein mevorchem shechiyonu, bechinas birchas hashalom. Now you'll understand why during the 3-week period, we do not make the bracha shechiyonu, which is a bracha of peace, as we showed earlier, that the bracha of shechiyonu implies negating differences. Shemishom ikar hachiyas, which is, it's from peace, from unity, that's where the main chiyas comes from. Ki bein hametzorim koshel hamshich sholim. Because during this 3-week period, it's very difficult for Klal Yisrael to draw peace upon ourselves. Machmas she'oz nechrav mikdoshenu. Because that's the time period during which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shemishom Iker HaSholoim Bein Kol HaShinuim Shebo'ilam Kanal. And as we learned earlier, the Beis Hamikdash was the source from which of peace between all differences in the world. As we showed earlier, the Beis Hamikdash was the place where all the differences were negated, where the Kohen Gadol came on Yom Kippur and into the Holy of Holies, and that implied the greatest degree of negation of differences. And this is why we postpone any shechiyonus on new clothing or new food or anything like that. We do not partake in it during the 3 weeks. We postpone it to after Tisha B'Av. Shezoichen al yidei hatainis lahamtik hashinuyim v'machloikis. Because we believe that through the fasting on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and especially through fulfilling the fasting on Tisha B'Av, the fasting has given us the ability to sweeten and to eliminate the differences and the machloikis, umamshich sholim, and to draw peace upon ourselves. Hashem Yisborach yinachameinu mehera, may Hashem console us speedily, v'yivne beis mikdoshenu, and rebuild our beis mikdosh, V'aleinu b'simcha li'atzenu, and let us be zoche to come to Eretz Yisrael with complete joy. V'yikuyam, and then will be fulfilled the pasuk tzoyim horavi v'tzoyim hachamishi yihye l'sosin u'l'simcha, where the pasuk says in the Novi that there's going to come a time when these 4 fasts will be converted to days of joy and celebration. B'mheira b'yomeinu, amen. We hope this will happen speedily in our time. Paragraph Zayin. V'alkein Tisha B'Av hu tainus chomer mikol ha'e inuyim. Rav Nosson Salmeo says, will explain why Tisha B'Av is the strictest of all the 5 fasts that are midrabonon. U'mafsik meboid yoyim kemo yom ha'kipurim mamish. And we stop eating from the night before, just like Yom Kippur, exactly like Yom Kippur. Ki tainus Tisha B'Av hu b'shvil churban beis hamikdosh. The fast of Tisha B'Av is to commemorate the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'ikur hu avelus al churban Beis Hamikdash shuma shepogamnu b'avinuseinu v'nisrachaknu mikidushas kodshei kadoshim shehu hu even shesiyo nukudas o'ilom shemishom ikur kidushas Beis Hamikdash v'Eretz Yisrael kanal. The main mourning that we're doing over the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash is we're expressing the fact that we realize that we have messed up with our sins, and as a result of our sins, we've distanced ourselves from the holiness of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which had the Evan Shasiyah in it, which is the point, the central point of the entire world, from which emanates the holiness of the entire Beis HaMikdash and the entire Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom nichnas ha-kohen gadol b'yom ha-kippurim b'yom ha-tainis l'chapar al Yisrael, Lekasher kol horitzoinois v'chol ha'shinu l'Hashem Yisborach. It's into the Kodesh HaKadoshim that the Kohen Gadol would enter once a year on Yom Kippur, on this fast day, in order to atone for Klal Yisrael, by taking all the good desires of all the people of Klal Yisrael, and taking all the shinuyim, all the distinctions, all the things that make people different, and all the things that in nature that make items in creation different, and binding all of that to Hashem, binding all the ritzonos and all the shinuyim to Hashem. But unfortunately, as a result of the fact that we were a poigim in this, v'goramnu machloikis b'Yisrael, and we did things which caused machloikis, which caused disunity in Klal Yisrael, al yidei zeh nisrachaknu minakuda kedosha zoi shubachinas kodesh kedoshim. That's what has distanced us from this holy focal point of the world, which is the Holy of Holies, the kodesh kedoshim. And this is what resulted in the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed completely. And we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, Shehi Eretz HaChayim VaHashalom Kanal, which is the land of life and peace. As we mentioned earlier, that Pasuk HaChayim VaHashalom, those two go together. And this is why we have to mourn on Tisha B'Av. Ulehisanois Behei Inuyim Kemo Yom HaKippurim, and to accept upon ourselves suffering, the five different types of suffering that we accept on Yom Kippur. Not wearing leather, not wearing leather shoes, no relations between husband and wife, no eating and drinking, all the different inuyim that we accept. Ki al yidei ho'avelus v'hatainas al churban beis hamikdash, al yidei ze misaknin hapigam u'mamshichin al atzmoi b'chinas kedusha beis hamikdash. Because through these two actions of mourning and fasting over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's how we correct what we did wrong, and we draw upon ourselves the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, Kol HaMesabel al Yerushalayim Zoiche V'roya B'Simchoso, that whoever mourns over the destruction of Yerushalayim will be privileged to see the joy of Yerushalayim. Again, that's how he's going to correct. The mourning will turn into joy.